News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Well, one of the things that people in this country are good at is hoarding cables and electrical items, and apparently could be worth a lot to the economy. The public's being encouraged to dig them out because there's valuable metal contained therein. CEO of We Ireland is Leo Donovan. Morning, Leo.
Good morning, Jonathan.
You've been rooting in the drawers in my house, haven't you? Because you know how many of these are lurking.
Well, I was just having a good laugh there. I was listening to talking to Ciara there just about your computer games, you know, and your old phones and all those old products that we had in the past that we've hoarded, you know, we kept and we just have that reluctance to send them for recycling. And we're really trying to just encourage people to change that mindset now and saying, look, you know, look, in these products, there is materials and quite a range of materials, you know, from the plastics to the metals. Some of them have critical raw materials that we really need to start recovering. Ireland has an obligation under the European Green Deal to maximise its recycling electronics, but it also is transcending into the circular economy ethos, which is, OK, look, can we get products repaired? Can we reuse them? But if we can't at that stage, and they are being sent for recycling, to make sure that they go to an authorised recycling point. And we try and make it as easy as possible for people to drop them back.
That was my question, yeah. Leo. What do you do? Because, you know, if it's plastic or paper, it goes into your recycling bin. But if it's a cable or a computer or a something, you have to go to one of the centres, don't you?
Yeah, so your local authority recycling centre, it's free to bring in your electrical appliances into your local authority recycling centre or back to your electrical retailer. There's no purchase required when you're going back to electrical retailer. So once electrical retailer is selling a similar type product, they're very happy to take back your old product.
OK. And do you need to do anything? Take the iPhone, for example. It's probably advisable that you wipe that, or the laptop, that you wipe that before you put it in, just for your own safety. No personal information on a cable, but there might be on a personal device.
Yeah. And look, the manufacturers make it very easy to have clearing of data. And all you have to go is onto their website and follow the instructions. So we do recommend you reset the data and then bring back those old appliances either to your local authority or to the retailer.
Leo, I hate to kind of, you know, rain on the parade here, but you don't get any money for this, do you? This is just you doing the right thing, isn't it?
Well, look, it's about critical raw materials. There's a new Critical Raw Material Act which requires the 25% of the requirement for critical raw materials must come out of reuse. We're only doing 1% at the moment. It does cost us more to extract the critical raw materials from those products, but it is important that Europe becomes self-sustaining and not relying on China and other countries for the supply of these critical raw materials so that we can manufacture these products here in Ireland and in Europe. So it's about sustainability. And continuity and making sure that we have these resources for future generations.
Stop holding on to them thinking you might be able to sell them is the message. Leo Donovan of We Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.